92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Kids today get bored so easily. If it's not happening on a video screen, they're just not interested, especially when it comes to sitting in classes at school. But over the last few years, teachers have been finding out that using digital technology as a teaching aid isn't as productive as they thought it would be, because kids are not retaining the things that they're being taught. And it's not just the grade school kids. Teachers and administrators in colleges and universities across the country have been seeing a dynamic change in the learning behavior of their students as well. Even some of today's full-grown adults are pretty clueless. I mean, have you watched an episode of Family Feud recently? Some of the bizarre answers people are giving to the survey questions are just so wrong. And it's embarrassing to watch the entire family cheer, "Good answer, good answer. That's up there, Steve." New studies done in classrooms across the country this year have been finding that when the computers and tablets and other digital stuff is removed from the teaching environment, students of all ages are showing better retention and understanding of what they've been taught. And that's why schools are opting to shift back to hard physical learning, like what we experienced when we were young. Pens, papers, books, chalkboards, and educators are also trying to stimulate appropriate interactions among other kids, because those non-digital social skills, and yes, they are a skill, that real-life social interaction stuff will be so critical for them, not only now, but when they grow up.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show, weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.